Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome. This is On Mic with Jordan Rich. Conversation is alive and well with creative people who have something to say, something to offer, and in the case of today's guests, something absolutely delicious. Some even refer to the cookies as amazing, and they certainly are. Today we profile a remarkable young woman, Colette DeVito, born with Down syndrome in 1990. She's from Ridgefield, Connecticut. She developed a passion for baking. She took some classes in high school and, after testing out several cookie recipes, came up with something that all her family and friends raved about. They said her original cinnamon chocolate chip cookie was simply amazing, so she came up with a recipe and called it the Amazing Cookie. Colette then went on to attend Clemson University, finishing a 3-year life program in just 2 years. But later, when looking for a job, despite going on many interviews that seemed to go well, Colette found herself at a crossroads. No one was hiring her, claiming they loved meeting with her, but she might not be a good fit for their company. Well, rejection didn't stop Colette from deciding to do what she loved, which is baking, and turning that into a successful business, Colette's Cookies. Recently, I had the pleasure of chatting not only with Colette, but with her incredible mom, Rose Mary, who stays out of the kitchen, that's Colette's request, but handles a lot of the business behind the scenes. Colette, tell us about the success you've achieved.
Yes, I must be 100% surprised about everything. Having my own company, I didn't know anything how to start my own company at the very beginning. And honestly, Jordan, I was so scared at first. But now, look at me now. I live on my own. I pay all my bills on time. Have my mama by my side. Everything is amazing, so I'm so happy.
Colette's mom, Rose Mary. Colette continues to impress you, doesn't she?
Absolutely. It's like no matter how many times she's interviewed, every time I just watch her, I have such a smile on my face, and she blows me away every single time because I spent so many years not knowing if she was even going to be accepted in the world. And now she's like rocking it from every angle. So when I watch her, I'm like, this kid is like ridiculous.
Now, Colette, the first recipe was for the Amazing Cookie. Let's hear you tell the story behind that.
It's called Amazing. That's because everyone, friends and family, all of them love them so much. They have been asking me so many times, you need to start your own company.
Everybody said, this is amazing. You got to do more of this, right?
Yes, exactly. That is 100% correct. Everyone who loves those cookies so much just makes my day.
Colette started her business by approaching a local grocery store and asking if they would sell the Amazing Cookie. That store became the first of many clients. Rosemary, tell us about the growth of Colette's Cookies.
For one, Colette has over 15 employees. She has a PR team in Las Vegas.
Yep, I do.
She has a big manufacturing plant that when she gets super busy, she goes in and she makes 80,000 cookies in a day.
Yes.
So she went from making 100 cookies a week to, oh my gosh, I don't know, Colette, maybe 5,000-6,000 a week.
For Colette, it's not only about having this great business, but having wonderful people work for and with her side by side, many of whom have disabilities and now have meaningful work.
I actually hire half of people who have a disabilities. I love them. I just really want to make sure if they are happy, and also just being part of a happy family makes me feel so happy to have all of them who have been working so hard every single day and also love what you do.
Colette has long-term goals to not only grow the business, but to work with lawmakers in Washington to create policies that would increase employment opportunities for folks with disabilities. There's a nonprofit organization offering empowerment and entrepreneur classes taught by Colette. It's called Coletti's Leadership, colettisleadership.org. And Rosemary outlined this for us.
The nonprofit got started because we were getting so many emails and messages from individuals with disabilities or their families or advocates asking for support, asking for help, asking for advice. And it was just, we couldn't answer them all. And we felt so horrible about it that we thought, well, maybe we can kind of look at the majority of what the questions are they're asking us, and maybe we could start a nonprofit and just try to raise money to offer workshops for all of these people that they can tap into once a month that don't cost anything to them. Because when you have a disability and you're on disability, you really don't have any funds for continuing education. So that's kind of how it got started. And Harvard Business School actually stepped up and said to Colette, we'll help you. And they did all the paperwork to have Colette become a nonprofit. And now we both teach classes every month. We volunteer our time. We don't take salaries or anything. And we our classes are full every month. And Colette's class is, how did she become independent? She teaches that. She teaches a street safety class. Right now we're mentoring 5 kids with a disability that have a company, but they don't know how to brand themselves. We're on like month 6 that we're helping them become a personal brand and sell their story. So it's probably what Colette and I love doing the most at this point. I think it's the most rewarding. Pretty incredible though. And we hope to build that into the business once we can kind of, I don't know if I'm going to say slow down in the other company, because Colette never slows down.
Before we end our visit today, what advice would you like to impart to parents with disabled children based on your own experience with this amazing young lady?
Think out of the box. Don't let people around you put your child in the box, because my whole life with Colette in raising her, I had teachers say to me that they didn't know what my expectations were because she was Down syndrome and they thought I was in denial of that. So I would just say, get to know your child and what your child's capabilities are yourself and what their interests are, and help them with that without taking guidance from, and I hate to say it, but from teachers, from sometimes advocates, from sometimes doctors, because I can't tell you how many times they made me feel like Colette, my expectations were too high for her.
Hmm. What do you mean of that?
What do I mean? I knew you so well. You were my child, and I knew there were things that, that you could do in life when most people thought, well, you were Down syndrome, and they thought more like there's things you can't do. And I always thought like, well, there's always going to be things people can do. So I think it was a different focus, And one of the teachers that said to me, I don't know what you think your child's going to be, because I don't think you realize, that she's Down syndrome. I just said to that teacher, she's not in your class tomorrow. I'd be better off homeschooling her than her going to your class. I think a lot of parents tend to listen to the professionals because they think they're the professionals and they know the most. But thank God for social media that you have stories like Colette and like a lot of other kids like Colette and adults out there doing amazing things and starting to, influence and destigmatize, this community. Thank God for that.
Colette, you are one smart cookie. Any final thoughts before you put your apron back on and go back in the kitchen?
I would say is this. No matter who you are, you can make a great difference in this world. Do not focus in on your disabilities. They really need to focus in on their abilities. And also, there's why less than one door closed, another door open.
So I love that.
I learned that from my mom. I did.
Colette DeVito and her mom, Rosemary, with their company, Colettis, changing the world one cookie at a time. Special cookies from a special girl, being helped by some wonderful teammates. Oh, if I only had a glass of milk to go with these cookies. You can shop for the cookies and find out a whole lot more about Colette and her nonprofit. Visit colettes.com, spelled C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E-Y-S. That's colettes.com. I want to thank you so much for passing the word along to family and friends and spreading the news that this podcast is available on all platforms. Find out more about the show and all kinds of stuff at my website, jordanrich.com. I'm going off to get myself some more cookies. In the meantime, remember to be well so you can do good. Take care.